if Vibhishan went over to the side of Ram, Vidura also was in a similar situation. But Vidura did not go over to the side of the Pandavas. Why is that? Is that a question?
Yeah.
That is because Vidura still had an affectionate relationship with Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra could be relieved. So, if Vidura had gone over to the side of the Pandavas, and Vidura had been a part of the army that killed Dhritarashtra's sons, and Dhritarashtra would have been so antagonized that he would not have been able to take good counsel from Vidura. So, Vidura just went on pilgrimage at that time. And later on, he came back. So, in the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, the main difference is that Vidura is not the brother of the villain. The main villain is actually Duryodhana. And Dhritarashtra is more like a... like in India, you know, for 8 years or 10 years, there was a one person in the chair of the Prime Minister and another person actually in power. So, like that. Dhritarashtra was simply the person in the chair of the king. But Duryodhana was a real person in power. So Duryodhana, so Dhritarashtra, it was not that he was a virtuous person, but he was not malicious directly. Because of his attachment to Duryodhana, he sometimes became malicious. So he was redeemable. And in order to redeem him, Vidura took the necessary, just went on pilgrimage and later came back. But Ravana had clearly proven himself to be irredeemable. And Ravana was not a side factor. Ravana was the main villain in that. So there was no chance of redeeming him. That's why Vibhishan went over to the side of Ram, but Vidura did not. Vidura stayed on so that later on he could counsel and elevate Dhritarashtra.